Next up, we have our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Dr. Shane Retty. This week, we were talking about the National Party's campaign to fast-track midwives and nurses to the country, as well as recent polls which show the country's willingness for drug law reform. First off, the National Party is currently campaigning for migrant nurses and midwives to get a fast-track to residency. Could you please outline what this fast-track looks like?
Sure. 3 weeks ago, a new immigration policy setting was announced, which was a green list for fast-tracking professions. And what it allowed for some of those critical services, such as doctors, they are allowed to come into New Zealand. The policy deploys in September, as I understand. They're allowed to come into New Zealand and on day one, start a pathway to residency. The disappointment that we have and what we're putting out a petition on is that critical resource of nurses in the health system, of which we're needing about 4,000 at a minimum, they don't have that same privilege. They require 2 years before they're allowed to start that same pathway to residency, and we just can't understand why that would be. Also turns out that multimedia digital people are also privileged with a day one pathway to residency. I mean, some have said to me that's a DJ. I mean, how can that be when it's nurses are one of our critical health workforce shortages, and yet they have to wait 2 years before they can start that pathway? And to attract nurses into New Zealand, pathway to residency is very, very important. That's partly what sets us apart and makes us attractive or not to other international jurisdictions. So we just don't think that makes sense. It is the most immediate way to help redress our health workforce. Nurses need to be on the same pathway as doctors to residency, and certainly as DJs.
Now, National has been campaigning for this for a few months now. What are the next steps in this campaign?
So actually, the petition went out about 10 days ago, and so we just put that into public domain. We've been talking about it for several months, and then when the policy announcement was made about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we could see in detail where the flaws were. What will happen from here is we'll look, and we've received thousands of people, as I understand, who have signed the petition in support of it. It just seems a no-brainer. Everyone seems to get it. And yet, for some reason, both health and immigration seem to have a different view. And it's for them to explain, with a health workforce in crisis, why they won't turn on this tap. So our next steps will be to continue to gain public support and continue to talk to it through our various portals, through Facebook, and through our speaking opportunities.
Now, how significantly do you believe this fast track for migrant nurses and midwives will impact the health system?
Oh, very important. That is the most immediate mechanism to start addressing our health workforce shortage. It's one that we can turn on the quickest and is likely to have the greatest impact in the short term. So it really is very, very important.
To the best of your knowledge, has there been interest from migrant nurses and midwives to come here if a fast track should be put in place?
So what we know is that there is some interest from overseas. It depends on what sort of program you're looking at. But to cut a long story short, yes, we understand that there is interest. Can't quantify that. I don't have any numbers to support that. But all the indications are that it would be useful.
Now, moving on, a recent poll by the New Zealand Drug Foundation has shown that 68% of New Zealanders support replacing the country's 1975 Misuse of Drugs Act with a health-based approach, and an additional 61% support removing penalties for drug use and instead putting more support for education and treatment. What is your stance on this?
So the position on drugs was tested with the New Zealand public at the referendum in 2020, and there was no appetite or interest from the New Zealand public towards relaxing, or certainly as it was framed in that referendum, effectively legalising cannabis primarily is what it was talking about, but it was, you know, also relevant to other things. And so we don't see a position to relax our current laws. Do understand the propositions around decriminalisation and the steps towards relaxing some of the drug laws, but that referendum was a signal on that issue of where New Zealanders sit with this.
I mean, talking about that referendum, it was, as many people say, quite an extreme step to go from sort of zero to completely legalising marijuana, a step that the country showed that they weren't ready for at the time, although it was quite close. However, polling around the